fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 14th day of March, year of our Lord 2024. Welcome to John Moore Show. Yes, live broadcast begins right now at Republic Broadcasting with my show, The John Moore Show, and we do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Should be done in every school, public and private, every school day of the year. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. A text message from Deputy Hendricks. He's undergoing more foot surgery tomorrow. He suffered a very serious injury. The surgeons have already cut off part of his left foot, I believe it is, and they may have to cut off more of it. It's a very serious situation, and we are asking for prayers for Deputy Hendricks. The prepper tip today, what reminded me of this prepper tip was what's going on in Haiti, where there's apparently cannibalism taking place. It's a book. The title of the book is Eat the Trees. I say again, the title of the book is Eat the Trees by Linda Runyon. Great book. It's a small book, maybe, well, I don't think it's even 100 pages, maybe 60 or 70 pages, that will give you everything you need to find what parts of common trees that are in our yards, in our parks, and in the forests that are actually edible by human beings. How about that? All right, we have patient waiting in agreement, my friend Kirk Finney. Kirk is a proprietor of Water Revolution. His company manufactures a complete line of water filters, including the ReadyPure countertop gravity feed stainless steel water filter, which instead of the fragile, and it is very fragile, plastic spigot you find on Berkey's, he has a solid metal one that will last for generations. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm really good. I was reading about this 15-year-old high school student in my hometown, St. Louis, who was beaten, left for dead, basically, by fellow students. We don't know how bad the brain injuries are. She's it's probably a drug-induced coma. I don't know. Maybe it's a natural coma. But the Attorney General of Missouri has said he will charge the 15-year-old girl that beat her up and tried to kill her as an adult. This behavior is simply unacceptable, isn't it, Kirk?
Yeah, I thought it was crazy. I couldn't believe that video when I saw it. Shocking, you know, to say the least.
Shocking. And I need to confirm this, but I believe there were, well, obviously at least one, but several students taking a video of this instead of either intervening to stop the girl from being beat to death, she's not dead yet, or going for help to stop the beating from taking place. Rather than that, they stood there taking video so they could upgrade their status on their social media platform.
Yeah, it certainly seemed like the attacker had, you know, seven or eight buddies, you know, in waiting, hanging around, you know, cheering them on. You know, and then the victim didn't have any representation, you know, whatsoever, which I could not believe. I think it just shows the level of depravity, you know, in society today, especially some of these young people. You know, you're raised without the church. You're raised by parents that don't believe in God, that pitch and prophecy all this garbage and dirt. You turn on the TV, you can't watch a show without seeing some kind of, you know, horrific sin, you know, being portrayed as normal. Not to mention the underlying psychological trauma of constantly seeing white men portrayed as weak and all women are strong. All the new heroes coming out in the Marvel movies are women. I mean, listen, guy, yeah, this has just gone too far. We have to ratchet back and you know, cause some sanity out there. And that's not going to happen without knowledgeable parents and grandparents, you know, intervening. The problem is you can't overcome the constant exposure to the media. It's such a huge tool, you know, psychologically, and you really almost have to unplug from it to get away from it.
I just now when I first saw this video, this 15-year-old attacker was clearly attempting to kill this girl.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in New York, you know, in New York City, and it was tough. It was a tough area. You know, it just was. I mean, even in the common Long Island, there were tough spots. And, you know, I worked weekends in the city from the time I was 12 years old. And I'll tell you, I never saw anything like that where a head got slammed continuously, you know, down on that. It was like something out of a horror movie. It was just unbelievable. And the fact that nobody stepped in, I mean, there were, what was there, John? 8, 9, 10 people
there
in the surrounding?
Yeah. 10 teenagers. Yeah, at least 10. And I'm trying to recall the incident in Florida where the black teenage boy was shot by Zimmerman. I think that was his name. Remember that incident?
Oh, sure. Yeah. What was the victim's name?
I'm going to look it up.
It escapes me. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'll look it up.
The security guy.
Yeah. It'll pop up here in a moment. But that's been misportrayed.
Trevon Martin, maybe, or something?
Trevon Martin, yeah, let's say. Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, here we go. I'll pull this up.
Last name might be wrong. But...
And Trevon, yeah.
Trevon, there you go.
Now, the liberals, we're attempting to blame the death of Trevon Martin on Florida's Stand Your Ground law. But here's what really happened. Zimmerman was laying on his back. Trevon Martin, the former football player, was on top of Zimmerman, beating Zimmerman's head against the concrete. That's what was really happening when Zimmerman finally shot the boy to death who was attempting to kill him. If a football player is on top of you, beating your head against the concrete, clearly, obviously, he's trying to kill you, right, Kirk?
Oh, I think if they're approaching you in a certain stance, in a certain way,
well that's a threat.
Justified self-defense. I wouldn't let him get close enough to beat my head.
That's a threat right there. But the act taking place was the act of attempted murder, when the former football player was beating Zimmerman's head against the concrete. I just thought about this because we have a similar situation here. Of course, the 15-year-old girl was not an adult male able to defend herself with deadly force like Zimmerman was. They mentioned the doctors treating this young lady say she has frontal lobe damage. She was her face was facing the concrete when she was having her
crazy
beat against the concrete. It's unacceptable. It's completely unacceptable. And I don't know what that's Hazelwood. I'm very familiar with the Hazelwood School District. It's a St. Louis County School District. I have a number of friends who attended school there over the years. And it's unacceptable behavior. Something needs to change. You mentioned parents. Well, I doubt that the criminal, being this girl, had two parents at home. It's possible, but in all likelihood, she's being raised by a single mother. And that's the most likely thing. A single mother who is probably maybe 27 or 28 years old for the 15-year-old. Let's talk a little bit about society being out of control. There's another school district nearby there, a Normandy school district, and we're going back to the early 1980s. So we're looking at 40 years ago. My Special Forces A-team leader, his girlfriend was in food services there at Normandy High School. And she was telling me that, she says, "Oh, John, we provide meals for the children of the students." I said, "Really?" He says, yeah, really. She says, "We provide meals for 300 children of the students. The children have to be at least 3 years old. And some of the students, these are high school students, some of the students have already two children as high school students being fed in the school program." Now, that, I can't hardly wrap my brain around a girl in high school with two children above the age of three, and they're still in high school. That's not the world I grew up in. I find it hard to even comprehend that world. How about you, Kirk?
No, it's just crazy. I mean, and it's because of the upbringing, the information, you know, war, which is continually ongoing. You know, the media, people want to blame the games. I don't think the gaming has much to do with it.
Neighborhood, we have 30-year-old grandmothers, 45-year-old great-grandmothers, and 60-year-old great-great-grandmothers. that's reality. That is that world. And I would guess, let's go one step farther, 75-year-old great-great-great-grandmothers.
Right. Right. And, you know, if these people are all productive, you know, and hardworking Americans, more power to them. We need more people.
How productive can you be when you're illiterate? You can't read and write your own language. You can barely speak your own language. How can you possibly be very productive in our society?
No, I mean, you're propagating dependency, you know, with the current system, of course.
And in those schools, if you're a black student and you have a mother and a father, you're being raised in a great Christian home with great values. And if you strive to get good grades and achieve in these schools, all the other black students make fun of you. They accuse you of wanting to be white, and they put you down. That's what happens.
No, I can only imagine. Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, no, that's what happens to bright young black students in these schools that have two parents, want to make something themselves, have a great life. Speak proper English. They're put down and made fun of, and sometimes even attacked for wanting to be white.
Incredible.
You know, that's reality. That's reality. So these inner city, and of course Hazelwood is not inner city. It's a middle class suburban environment, with busing from the city. I don't know how many. They started busing students 30-something years ago from the inner city to these suburban high schools, which changed the entire character of these suburban high schools in very disruptive ways. So the Hazelwood School District is a middle-class suburban high school, but most likely they bus students in from the ghetto. I don't know the details, but that's the most likely scenario there, Kirk.
Hmm. So it isn't even like it's a really deep city.
Oh, no, not at all. It's
crazy.
It's a very nice, Hazelwood, Missouri is a very nice suburb of St. Louis, where the homes are well kept. You don't see plywood over windows. The businesses are open and running. There's no trash on the streets. You don't have people with debris all over their yards and so forth. It's a very nice St. Louis suburb.
Did somebody eventually stop the fight or break it up?
No. The assembled teenagers abandoned the area, leaving the girl on the concrete, and the authorities arrived a few minutes later to render assistance.
Yeah, there's more guilt that needs to be displayed other than just the attacker herself. I mean, these other people are involved.
Well, they're all complicit.
I agree.
Don't know details. I mean, obviously there was at least two groups fighting each other for reasons unknown.
There was more than one altercation. There was two or three.
There were several. The girl was laying there near death while the fights were continuing between two groups of people. I'm sure the police have located and interviewed all these youngsters trying to figure out what the hell was going on. I just keep coming back to the word tragic.
I'm surprised the news, somebody doesn't get in there and interview some of these participants to find out what they were thinking or what was going on.
There's issues with dealing with minors. Interviewing a minor without the knowledge or consent of the parent is risky business legally. We got a caller here. We got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Kurt. Like I say, it's always good to hear your jovial self on here in the mornings. Listen, I was just going to make a comment. You were talking about the inner city blacks and everything, and I've been listening. You know, this is a major problem we got with these kids.
I didn't say blacks.
These kids are going to have to learn how to fight for themselves and defend themselves. These white kids are.
I didn't
say blacks. Well, they were all black, weren't they?
I didn't say blacks.
Weren't they all black in the video?
They were, but I didn't say that, Charlie. Well, I didn't say blacks.
I said that.
You did.
I don't know what you said, John, but I'm saying about the blacks. We have to defend
against that.
Anyway, what I'm saying is I wanted to point out the fact that there was this was years ago. I think it was in the 1960s. There was a man who had had gotten a Nobel Prize, you know, for his studies in on population studies. And he came out with a warning saying that the largest growing population in the United States was the inner city blacks, and that their IQs were declining. And this man had won Nobel Prizes for, you know, doing all kinds of great things in studies, you know, statistical studies.
Well, Charlie, even though what you're saying is accurate, backed up by solid facts, it's racist to say that out loud.
Well, I can't call me a racist, then. I don't care. You know, I'm not a racist, okay? I'm not racist at all. But you're right. That was the point. He was making the point that what was happening was that the lower IQ people were breeding and mating with the other lower IQ people and the largest...
Charlie,
have you seen large numbers.
Charlie, have you seen the film Idiocracy?
No.
Well, you need to, because the film... It's part fun, it's part serious, but it shows the consequences of the low IQ people having lots of babies, the high IQ, well-educated people having no babies at all after several generations. It's a lot of fun, and I do recommend that you watch Idiocracy and report back to us next week, Charlie.
Okay, I'll look into it. By the way, I used to have rental properties, okay, and I had several properties that were I rented out to blacks, and I had one woman who was a black lady, and she had gone through two sets of welfare children. In other words, she raised the whole set of children to get welfare on the first group, okay, and then after they were grown and too old to get welfare anymore, past 18 or whatever, she couldn't collect on them. She had another set of kids.
Well, good for her. You want to hold on to the break, Charlie? Hold on, Charlie. We got a break.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
No food, no lights, no overpower, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's primitive as can be.
Don't be a victim. Is your home and car protected from an EMP event, or will you be a victim? EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day. 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I long forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This hour is sponsored by Water Evolution, manufacturing a complete line of water filters. We recommend the Ready Pure for every two adults, one for three children, and another one unopened in a box as a high value barter item. We'll get some more updates on Ready Pure in a moment, but Water Evolution. Charlie, you got a further comment or question, sir?
No, that's basically it. I just wanted to chime in because this guy was slandered after he made those, you know, predictions and talked about how we had to do something about this rising population because these people had IQs that were just around 60 to 70 in that range. And he said they won't be able to do anything. They won't be able to work. They can't really. They don't have enough IQ to do hardly anything. And he said this is going to be a growing problem when you got that's the fastest growing population here in the United States. So we've got a real problem on our hands. I don't know if there's a solution for it now. I don't think there is. We're just going to have to, people, kids are going to just have to learn to defend for themselves in these schools. And, you know, that's the best thing I can say. Anyway, I use the water
Revolution. I use the Ready Pure water product, and it's great. I love it. I've saved a ton of money using it, Kirk. So I just wanted to let everybody know. That's all I wanted to say, John. Thanks.
Okay, thanks for the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, before we get to the bottom of the hour break, Kirk, what's new and interesting at Water Revolution?
Well, there's been a lot of revelations lately in alternative health. You can see it in the media, various interviews. You know, scientists are backing up my thinking for the last 15 years that many of the toxins and poisons that we want to remove from the body are positively charged, you know, electrically. And most of the food and the beverages that we take in are not only acid forming in the body, but they're also positively charged. So the only way to really flush out a lot of this, you know, especially from the organs and, you know, the interstitial fluid in the body and the blood and everything, is by continuing to take in higher alkaline, negatively charged foods. And that's one of the reasons that our energized water at Water Revolution is so popular, because it helps the body do what it wants to do anyway, which is flush out a lot of these toxins. And further, I mean, they're finding that a lot of this tie-in, you know, with the energy and the frequency and the latest toxins that are being used in, you know, various mixtures, supposed, you know, health remedies and other things, actually contain these particles. And it takes a fair amount of consistency with the negatively charged foods to move these things out of the body more easily. And our water will absolutely help you do that over time and distance.
All right. Well, it's good to know that these products are available, that they can help people in regular normal times, like Charlie, in normal times, save money by not having to buy bottled water, and in a hard time, literally a matter of life and death to have this equipment, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you've got to have a way to create potable water from, you know, damaged water, and that's true even in nature. I mean, you know, you get exposed to a standing water source, and it can easily begin to grow bacteria and other things that are just not common, you know, here in the U.S., because all of us have access pretty much to clean water while the utilities are working. And once they don't, for whatever reason, and I'm fully convinced that that's the method they're going to use to, you know, create the real anarchy and the real fighting. It's going to be some kind of a grid shutdown. It's too easy for them to do, and the results are too traumatic for them not to go in that direction. That's just my opinion, but I think we're going to see that.
Right. Well, we certainly could see that. And it's better to be a year too soon than a moment too late when it comes to getting this equipment, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I just want to point out, you know, based on what Charlie was talking about, I don't want to leave anybody with the impression that any of us really think this is a racial issue with the violence. It's not. I mean, there's plenty of white, you know, undereducated, violent, you know, not right thinking people, just like there is any other race. And we see more people being imported constantly across the southern border. It's just something to be concerned about. And I'm with Charlie. I think that self-defense and, you know, learning how to not find yourself in trouble situations is very, very important. And our kids should be educated along those lines.
It is. It is, absolutely. Okay. Well, a lot of discussion about this upcoming election, the first Tuesday of November, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, back and forth all the time. And you know, people have different opinions about what's going to transpire, what's going to happen. Do we have an election? Is the election going to be completely subverted again, you know, with mail-in voting? Are they not going to have an election? I mean, what's going to happen? So it's a cliffhanger for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the speculation runs from who will be the Democratic nominee. Will it actually be Joe Biden? Will there even be an election? Will the Democrats attempt to stop the president from being certified? It's an amazing thing. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Shh. thin and 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Company! Fix! Bayonets! Move! Right! Face! Forward! Arm!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. I like to point out my COVID section, over 200 links with articles and videos by world-class scientists, such as Dr. Michael Yaden. Listen carefully. Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer, he says, in no uncertain terms, that all the COVID vaccination clot shots are meant to kill and hurt. They're not side effects. They're the direct intended effects. You can educate yourself there right at thelibertyman.com on this matter. The LifeWave products will help you achieve your goals with strength and health and energy. If you want to live in a Christian community with all your neighbors being conservative Christian patriots, check out the Ark Haven Intentional Christian Community. We'll be talking about that the first hour tomorrow morning. And, of course, last but certainly not least, the Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, check out the Energy Cleaner. It'll help. If you have pain issues, same thing. Check out the Energy Cleaner. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on Energy Cleaner. You can make your purchase of your Energy Cleaner, your mattress pad that goes with it, right there at my website. I picked up a fresh batch yesterday from the manufacturer, my friend Tom Berryhill. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. I have a toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-5900. 9543. Visiting with Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution, and his company is in beautiful North Carolina manufacturing a complete line of great water filters that not only make clean water, but healthy water as well. Right, Kirk?
That's right. They really do. And I'll tell you what, folks, if you haven't had a chance to try yet the energy cleaner on your bed, you know, works while you sleep at night and other uses too. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal product, make a huge difference in how you feel. And I've seen a lot of products that involve, you know, grounding and other things. The product that John makes and Tom makes are absolutely phenomenal products, extremely well done, especially the mattress pad. And you almost don't even know it's there. And it creates that, you know, that biofeed all through the night while you sleep, which yeah. helps the body also detox.
Right, right. Well, moving on from there, there have been, let's see, six incidents the past week involving Boeing commercial aircraft that passengers fly on. Something's really wrong at Boeing, don't you think, Kirk?
Oh, absolutely. You know, percentage-wise, I mean, what percentage is their aircraft of all commercial aircraft?
In the United States, the majority of commercial aircraft are Boeing. You get to Europe, they got their Airbus thing, but when it comes to American Airlines, it's predominantly Boeing aircraft. I believe they're manufactured in Seattle. I'm not positive. I know in St. Louis, they don't manufacture commercial aircraft. They manufacture the F-15 and missiles in St. Louis. I had an uncle that spent his entire life at McDonnell Douglas, which became Boeing, part of Boeing. And I probably know 20 or 30 engineers right now that work at Boeing. And the reports I get is that they're hiring these youngsters with MBAs who make decisions about saving money at the expense of quality. And we're now starting to see their consequences that show up, aren't we?
It's terrible.
It is terrible. It's unacceptable.
So you're thinking it's not a maintenance issue on the ground so much as it is a design flaw or parts.
It's a manufacturing flaw. I saw an undercover video where a number of Boeing employees were being interviewed inside the Boeing factory. They make these same planes, and they were saying, "I'm not going to fly these things."
Jeez. Wow.
Now, when the men and women who work on the aircraft manufacturing them are saying, "I'm not going to fly any of these things," it's time to wake up and smell the coffee, don't you think?
Well, sure. I mean, you know, you couple the equipment issues that we're seeing now along with the, you know, the vaccination and the issues for health, you know, with the pilots. You put all these things together and it makes for a pretty scary soup, you know, of things. I've flown once, I think, in the last 5 or 6 years, you know, to and fro.
Unless it's a family emergency, I have no intention of getting a commercial airliner. It's just not what I'm going to do. I want to go back to Charlie's comments in the film Idiocracy to try to stimulate some people to watch it. There's several plots going on at the same time in the film. The serious plot, in my opinion, is following the lives of two couples. They're both Caucasian. The one Caucasian couple, they both graduate from university, and they have careers. The other Caucasian couple are high school dropouts, low IQ. And so the well-educated Caucasian couple, they're being interviewed right at the end of college, and they're talking about how they want to delay having children until they're a little bit farther along in their careers. The other Caucasian couple, when they're being interviewed, they already have one or two children. Neither one of them work. And they have a lifestyle that involves a lot of alcohol and tobacco so forth. So these two couples are interviewed every 5 years for maybe 20 years or so. At the end of 20 years, the high IQ, well-educated Caucasian couple can no longer have children and haven't had any children. And then the other Caucasian couple have 6 or 7 children and still have had no employment their entire lives. And to a certain extent, that's what's going on in our country right now. I know a number of well-educated Caucasian couples that have decided not to have children or delay it until they can't have them anymore. And being a landlord, I was a landlord back in the early 80s. I think all my tenants were Caucasian, by the way. I saw that same thing where families on welfare would be having children. Nobody worked. And that was just their lifestyle, was collecting checks from the government. The film Idiocracy, it's Hollywood, obviously. It's entertainment. Some parts of it are pretty funny. The main plot is a young man who volunteers for an army experiment in cryogenics, where he volunteers to be frozen and then revived at a later date. And there's a young woman who does the same thing, another woman, and something gets, it all gets messed up, and instead of waking up a year or two later, they wake up 200 years later to an entirely different world than the one they went to sleep in. So that's the film. The title of the film is, once again, Idiocracy. I say again, Idiocracy. It's good entertainment, and it's a wake-up call for one of the aspects of our culture and where it's headed, Kirk.
Yeah, I've never seen the movie. I'll make sure and watch it.
It's worthwhile. It's I think everybody will get something out of it. I know, getting back to the topic of IQ, I have a niece who is a professional educator with a four-year degree from a respected university. During a family get-together, I mentioned that Chinese people, on the average, have an IQ typically about 15 points higher than the average Caucasian. And she told me I was racist because I said that. How could that be? You know, I don't know how that works, but that was her opinion. And she's a liberal, of course, that I, because I point out a well-known scientific fact that Chinese people typically have a 10 or 15 point IQ advantage over the average Caucasian. That's just a fact of life. You may or may not like it, but that's fact of life.
Well, I mean, you get to the point where you can't have a valuable discussion about anything. I mean, I want to spend my time talking about things that matter with people that care. And it's getting harder and harder to do that because there's so many quote unquote taboo subjects and words and relabeling, and all of it is designed for you to not critically think and analyze and contrast anything. And we have a whole generation of people that are afraid to comment or don't even think about that. You're right. I mean, they look at statistics and they say, oh, this is racist and that's racist. They're just indications, you know, and none of this is insurmountable. I mean, I have 40 or 50 black families that I know here in North Carolina that are wonderful, that are church going, that raise great children, that do well in school, that are disciplined. I mean, it's not really a racial issue. It's a discipline issue. And it's one that's created or not created by parents, and very, very important. And you know, what we see in the public school today and have for 20 or 30 years is horrific. I mean, when our daughter Carolyn was 5 and we first moved to North Carolina in Greensboro, we were anticipating her, you know, putting her into the local school because it was a relatively conservative, you know, upper middle class area. And she had friends across the street. We lived in a development at that time. And, you know, I think 2 weeks into the school year, they announced they were going to bus in and bus out. And she was going to be one of these people that was going to get bussed into the city 30 or 35 miles away. And we said, no dice.
Let me guess.
We took her right out, and that was the end of that.
That was the end of that. That was the end of that school. Right.
But there's a lot of parents that can't do that. I mean, you know, we Kathy was home, and I worked a little bit from home and also did, you know, outside home improvement work at that time.
Well, let me expand on because I do have some information about that topic. What was told to the public at that time, and I don't know if we're still doing it or not, was that when we bus these inner city students to the suburban schools, that they will acquire and adapt and become part of middle class America values and standards and lifestyle. That was told to the public. What happened was the suburban students that they were exposed to started adapting the values and standards of the inner city. So it worked exactly the opposite of what they thought of what they said to the public would happen. Another aspect of this, these inner city students, when they're bussed out to the suburbs, they found out pretty quickly that when it came to violence, for example, that they could get away with almost anything. And once they determined it, which didn't take very long, a few days at the most, they started acting on that and becoming violent bullies when they arrived at these suburban schools. And the Caucasian administrators didn't do anything to stop it, turning the whole schools into a god-awful mess in these suburbs. And, so that's what really happened. No, the entire busing thing was and continues to be a disaster.
Jeez, I know. What a story. Incredible.
I know. But that's, yeah. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you got a question or comment, we'd be glad to take that at 512-248-8250.
Did you see the latest comment in some of the online sites like Revolver regarding Emmanuel Macron's wife, Brigitte? Also,
well,
being
I was
trans
watching. I was watching a young lady talk about that this morning. Candace Owens. Yeah. And I didn't watch her entire statement, which was
take the fact that she might be a man out of the equation. She was a 40-year-old teacher at the private school where 15-year-old Emmanuel Macron was a student when they first met.
Right.
Crazy. Yep. Crazy.
Yeah.
And these are the people that, you know, France supposedly is elected to, you know, help run their country. And he's been there, what, 10, 15 years? Long time.
Well, right? A while, but Candace Owens has a reputation for being an excellent journalist. She's a very bright woman, a beautiful woman, too, by the way. And she's taking her entire journalistic reputation on what she's saying. She's looked into this very deeply and very thoroughly, and she's absolutely convinced that this woman is actually a man. I wouldn't, you know, she raised it to the level of being the most important story in you know, decades, but I don't know that I would make it that important, but it is an important thing.
Just the level of deception, you know, it shows you the power of the media. And the power of subconscious programming, all of these things come together, you know, in these
stories.
Well,
that's been going for decades. You know, Franklin Roosevelt rode around in a wheelchair, but the press kept that from the public. They would, there was a, I don't know if there still is, a swimming pool in the White House, and they would take video or movies of Franklin Roosevelt swimming in the swimming pool. He could do that, but he couldn't walk as an old man. He rode around in a wheelchair.
Amazing.
So it's just deception of and hiding from the general public the true nature of these leaders. Is nothing new about that at all, sir.
Well, you know, certain things are legitimately not the business of everyone, and certain things should be private. And, you know, I have my own beliefs, you know, along those lines. But, you know, where it comes to something like this, I mean, it's just, I mean, the sin is just in your face, you know, everywhere you look. And you almost can't get away from it. Did you see the little speech that President Trump did maybe a day or two ago, you know, regarding, you know, moving forward in the election, you know, now that the primary has passed? I think it was maybe a 3.5-minute thing. Did you see that?
I didn't see it, but tell us what you saw.
I thought it was interesting. You know, he made comment about how, you know, time to get to work now. And, yeah, you know, it's great that we run the primary, but now comes the, you know, the move forward. I thought it was an interesting, you know, interesting display. I don't remember all the details, but it's definitely out there. You can find it if you search Donald Trump.
That speech was after the Georgia primary, I believe, and he wants to focus to be on what he'll be doing as opposed to this election stuff. He's focusing on his message at the moment, and that's what he needs to be doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Newt Gingrich, the former Speaker of the House, is advising President Trump to go to the blue cities to gain votes. I think there's probably something to be said for that. What do you think?
Oh, I think it's interesting. Yeah, I think it's definitely worth doing, especially if the security can, you know, really be jacked up. We don't want to find his head being banged against the concrete.
Well, he has both private security and a secret service. I think he'll be fine.
I'm sure. I'm sure he does.
But
also, I think some of the counts on this Georgia case were bounced out, too.
Right, they did. They bounced out a bunch of them. And there's some discussion about whether that will help the prosecutor stay in place or not. The prosecutor is at risk not only being taken from this case, but losing her bar license as well, which would be a good deal. I think she should lose her bar license.
Oh, I mean, some of these people are just unbelievable. I mean, you know, and the attorney general in New York, I mean, how do you go from a job earning $250, $275, whatever she earns, you know, to amassing over $20 million in net worth? How does that happen?
We need to look into this.
I mean,
the attorney general of New York?
Right.
Well, that obviously that can't happen legally.
Letitia James, right, is her name?
Letitia James. Yeah. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Kirk, this hour has flown by. We covered a lot of territory. You got about 3 minutes, sir, to give the most important comments you'd like to give this week, sir.
Yeah, I just want to leave everybody with this thought. You know, we all drink water throughout the day. And, you know, some of us have filters, some of us don't. I think that water filtration is a huge issue moving forward because I see more and more toxins and additives, you know, being put into the municipal water supply. And even for those with a well, like I have three wells on my property. The trouble is all around me is farming, mostly tobacco farming. It's been going on for generations. Many, many, many chemicals are used in that farming. And when they're put out there in the grounds, they work their way down into the aquifer supply and wind up in my drinking water. So for me, filtration is really not an option. And I think it can be even worse in municipal locations because of the various chemicals and things that are added into the water, some of which, you know, help disinfect the water, which is also very important. Trouble is, over time and distance, these chemicals are really bad for our body. And beyond that, you know, we see other inventions coming out now, nanotechnology, nanobots, you know, graphene oxide, all kinds of other things being used in foods. They're finding this now, like in cornflakes and other cereal products and other foods. And it won't be long, if it isn't already, found in our drinking water. And that's why it's so essential not only to do proper filtration, but also provide a mechanism into the water where it can behave better in the body as a detox mechanism, because that is really the chief detox mechanism for all of us. Our bodies are mostly comprised of water. And, you know, the material that's in that water, the water of the body, very, very important. And we want to get those toxins out, not to mention all the other bacteria infusions and everything else that we can find. So pretty important stuff. Give us a call at Water Revolution, 336-525-1015. We give a lot of deals and specials throughout the months, but no more so than we do for our John Moore radio listeners. So give us a call. Let us put together an attractive deal for you. Thanks, John.
Okay, thank you. Well, Kirk, we appreciate it. We'll look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir.
Yes, sir. Look forward to it.
All right. All right. Top of the hour break coming up, we'll be back with Lynn Horowitz, my friend Dr. Lynn Horowitz. I refer to him as a man with his brain on fire. We'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.